Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home services marketplace, and they're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie's helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled professionals to get the job done well. My latest project, tree trimming for our phone lines into the radio show. I mean, any home improvement you need, Angie can help you find the best price for your project. Angie lets you request and compare quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. Angie has cost guides that tell you what others have paid for similar projects both nationally and in your area. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. The app and the website is free to use.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
You know, Travis, I'm excited for Happy Hour with Julie Brown. I've known her a million years, and I want to look exactly the same as when I met her 1 million years ago.
Well, you can do that.
Thank you, Plexiderm.
Yes.
OMG, I've heard everybody raving about this. Bob Seska and Kimberly are fighting over it. Frances and her husband are fighting over it. Lonnie and Jody are fighting over it. You know why? Because it works in, I'm telling you, seconds. I finally tried it. Not minutes, not hours. In seconds, you put it under your eyes. If you got, I'm not saying I have wrinkles, because everyone knows I'm... Okay, I have wrinkles. If you have wrinkles or bags, Plexiderm.
I'm not going to fight you for it. I'm just going to run upstairs when you're not home and get it.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to steal it.
It's like magic. Plexiderm. Plexiderm is clinically studied serum. It visibly eliminates under-eye bags and wrinkles in minutes. I'm telling you, Francis' husband came running in and said, oh my God, look.
No, I've watched the videos.
Yeah.
There are videos that demonstrate exactly how this stuff works. It's amazing.
Real video with real people. You can see for yourself those results backed up by Plexiderm's 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Go to tryplexiderm.com. Type in sexy liberal for my discount. That's tryplexiderm.com. Don't forget that code is sexy liberal, or call 1-800-685-1292 and mention sexy liberal. And now my new young face will greet Julie Brown. Yeah. Happy hour. It is a happy hour with the only Julie Brown, of course, the reporter for the Miami Herald who broke the big Jeffrey Epstein case.
Hi, Stephanie. Thank you for having me on.
Fantastic. Let's get right into the
affidavits.
This is a
get of a booking, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a joke. It's a joke, everybody.
It's the real Julie Brown.
It's me. Hi.
It's the real Julie Brown. The
I
one
don't
and
have
only.
A K in the middle of my name.
We thought it would be funny, though, if I did the whole interview.
I know. I could have faked it. I mean, I know a little bit about the whole thing.
You read up on Epstein, so you know.
Of course, I've watched those horrible photos of him. He's the grossest guy. Ugh. He's like my nightmare of when you click on Match.com. He's the guy that you think you're going to see.
You're like on Tinder, swipe left.
Except he wouldn't be interested in me.
This is pickup line. You don't have your driver's license yet, do you?
Ew. No.
Oh.
Ew. No.
Okay. All right. It's not that Julie Brown. I love on Wikipedia. Actually, you saw this, Travis, when you sent it to me. For other Julie Browns, Google Julie Brown. You're like, yeah, I got that.
Yeah.
But okay, so now.
There are three.
I know.
No offense to downtown Julie Brown, but there's only one Julie Brown,
the funny one. I know.
Like West Coast Julie Brown, goddess, whatever. She's the Julie Brown.
Well,
Thank you so much.
When you Google you right now, your picture comes up. You come up as the picture, but the top results
are her.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I'm going to have to click on myself a million
I know.
Times.
My show on SiriusXM, Stephanie Mills comes up.
No.
Stephanie Mills' picture comes up.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Don't you have to just click on yourself a lot and then you come to move to the front of the list in Google? I think
people went to Sexy Liberal that were sitting next to people that were like, oh, I just love her singing. She's so great. And they were like,
what?
No, so they did actually think. But they stayed, I guess, and enjoyed the show. But they were like, Stephanie Miller does not sing.
And you're...
Yeah.
We want our money.
She swears a lot more than I remember.
She's really filthy.
What's with the D jokes?
All right, so we already got into it.
Yeah,
with Melania.
Oh, Melania.
Melanoma, or whoever you would play her as.
Best.
It would be best if you would not play me.
I play her at the Gay and Lesbian Center at Mismatch Game all the time.
The last time I went to Mismatch Game, I was Julie Melania. Was there, and she was
you
Melania
know why?
On the
because
panel.
Because she has resilience, Julie Brown.
Your silence.
Or whatever, Melania. Right.
Your silence.
She's been...
Is that her? That is
a
her.
A comedy
her.
Legend since God, she's, the 80s.
She's yes. the best, Melania.
Okay, what the fuck with that dress at
oh,
the inauguration?
Okay. Well, you know, she was like, she probably thought... Of course I wear white dresses 4th of July. That's one of the colors mm-hmm. of the United States, right?
That's my husband's favorite color
my
of the
husband's
United States.
Favorite color. I did not know it was see-through. I did not know it was raining.
It was a wet t-shirt
she
contest.
Has, like, she's never been in a wet t-shirt contest.
I know.
Let's be honest here.
I know. I have been in and many.
I do not mean to leave the sisterhood, but one boob is... Something's going on.
I know.
It's lower than the other
I
one.
Know.
And
oh, I didn't notice.
Something is yes, happening.
Yes. I didn't look at that closely
well,
at
like, it. You're right. But and I hate saying that.
Yeah, I do
you
too.
Hate saying that about
I do
woman.
Too. It pains us both.
I know. But there's like a little bit of cockeyed.
Something.
I know. Something yeah. going on.
She looks like a future Real Housewives cast member. Like when Trump goes
but,
to jail.
Oh, yeah. It's hard for a supermodel to look horrible in something. But dress was horrible.
That dress was.
It was wet. And then she also looked in the rain like she was. You know, sort of an alien that was right. trying to form like a face of a human emotion. Just
it looked like a dress from Target to me. It really did. I couldn't believe it. And like, how could you not know your nipples? She knew that's
right.
the thing.
Right, right.
I know when my nipples are showing, for God's sake.
And it's on purpose.
And it's on purpose.
Yeah, what? She was proud to go tits out.
She was tits up, man.
Maybe it was to distract from all of his
Remember
stuff.
He called her our Jackie O?
Who did?
Donald Trump.
Trump said, oh. We have something kajiki, it's called Melania.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that time Jackie O wore a rain-soaked titty shirt.
Titty nipple shirt. Do you think she really sleeps with him?
No.
I
don't either.
Not.
I do not. I think that contract ran out long ago.
I do, too.
I think it'd be best if you get
be best.
If you get your fat orange body off me.
Well, there are all these...
I do not have the resilience.
Your silence.
You are like 300 pounds now.
Weren't there rumors that the divorce papers were already filled out and ready to go,
yeah.
and then he won, and
oh,
she was like, oh,
that
fuck.
Makes sense.
Jesus. Yeah. Be best if I could feel death
she,
sting.
Be best.
He might screw her if he put a taco bowl on his chest. So.
Okay. Julie Brown, remember the good old days? Remember the good old days when we thought that Sarah Palin was going to be the biggest monstrosity that infected
I
America?
Know.
The biggest, stupidest monstrosity?
I know.
Oh, I love this. Here's my favorite part of your bio because it mentions...
Stephanie Miller.
Yes. In 2008, Brown began releasing digital singles starting with The Ex-Beauty Queen's Got a Gun, a rewrite of The Homecoming Queen, her classic, with lyrics about Sarah Palin that was first aired in September 2008 on...
Stephanie Miller.
Show. Yes. Let's think back.
It was election year in the USA. John McCain chose Sarah to save the day.
I haven't heard this.
But we were real excited. What a maverick choice.
Oh.
Her only flaw was that annoying voice.
Oh, hi, I'm Sarah Palin.
She looked so cool in glasses and a bun. Just like a nasty librarian. She brought her kids for all of us to see. They even lick each other on TV. It's a little gross, but totally adorable.
Yeah.
The crowd was cheering. Everyone was stoked. I mean, it's like the whole convention was totally coked, except for Joe Lieberman. But while she talked,
that was mine.
I saw the country go to hell. Then all of a sudden, somebody yelled, "Look out! The girl VP's got a gun!" Everybody run. The ex-beauty queen's got a gun. Everybody run. The ex-beauty queen has got a gun. Is this really happening? I don't believe it! Sarah's smiling and waving her gun. Republicans one by one. Does GOP stand for gullible old party? Can't they see she's just Alaskan Barbie? And poor pregnant Bristol, I think I heard her shriek. Stop it, Mom, you're such a freak. Why do you think I have a bun in the oven?
right.
The good old days.
The RVP's got a gun. Everybody run. The ex-beauty queen has got a gun.
Hang on, the end's the best. The end's the best.
I'm so afraid.
No, the end's the best.
Don't take back Roe versus Wade. She always gets excited when someone mentions drilling. Except the kind that gays do, then she's really chilling.
Oh!
Sex is just for guys and gals. The Bible clearly states, if you would just pray harder, God would make you straight.
I swear I'm gonna slap that lipstick off that pig.
How can people think she's the answer to their prayers? She wants to pop a cap in all the polar bears. And what's with all this talk of her shooting caribou? How could McNobrin pick her? Is he sniffing glue? Everybody run. The girl VP's got a gun. Everybody run. The ex-beauty queen has got a gun.
You're not that hot, I hate to be rude. Okay, you're better than Dick Cheney nude.
Last night I had a dream that she became commander-in-chief. McLean had choked to death on a piece of unchewed beef. Then someone pissed her off, was it Iraq or maybe Spain? She said, let's nuke them all, cause all foreigners are the same. Then she started bombing France and Mexico and China. Oh my God, she's like Hitler with a vagina. So they started bombing back, and I crawled into the Oval Office, and I found Sarah under a desk, which is probably how she got the nomination in the first place. And I whispered in her face, Sarah, why'd you do it? She lifted her singed beehive, smiled, and said,
oh gosh, I guess I did it for the children.
The children? The children? What do you mean you did it for the children? There are no children. You killed them all. They're dead. You didn't do it for the children. Then I woke up, and I thought, oh, God, this is like that story, the Christmas Carol, where the ghost of Christmas future was going to amputate Tiny Tim's leg. But we can still vote for Barack and Joe, and we'll all be saved. Yay! Unless we elect Barbie and Grampy McSame. Oh, God, no!
Everybody run. The girl VP's got a gun.
All right, that's what I was waiting for. That was my favorite.
Oh, look,
okay, her writing is so dense and so brilliant. But I think I winged a homo.
Oh, thank you. I haven't heard it in a really long time.
I haven't heard that in a long.
It's pretty good.
Oh,
maybe there
God.
Should be a next supermodel first lady.
Oh, got yeah.
A gun song.
Yeah, I really should, right?
Yeah, because she's gonna fucking go fucking postal
when she
at some point.
I know she is. I mean,
that would have been great at the 4th of July, but it didn't happen. But maybe it's coming.
No. I mean, what's she gonna do after?
When he goes to jail?
Yes. Yeah.
Real Housewives.
She doesn't seem the conjugal visit type.
No. No, she's just going to, I don't know, get a line of fragrances and do wigs like Raquel Welch or something.
Collusion.
I could see her flipping a table on a Real Housewives show.
Yeah, yeah.
Treason by Melania. Okay. but seriously, because you're so warm and cuddly. But
thank you.
Remember back when we thought that was going to be the word? But didn't she start it that it was okay to elect a total dumb shit that didn't know anything?
Yeah, she did. She was the beginning. But the whole thing, remember, she didn't read anything?
Right.
And that was so outrageous.
What do you read? All of them? All of them?
All of the magazines? Magazines.
Okay. But gather that information. Bring it back to you, Charlie.
He doesn't
I'll
read anything.
Try to find you some and I'll bring them to you.
I'll bring them back to you.
Oh, my God.
I blame her. All this. Mm-hmm. And you tried to warn America, Julie Brown.
I know.
The real Julie Brown, not the Miami Herald or downtown Julie Brown, the real Julie Brown.
And it didn't work. They didn't listen.
I don't. Okay. No. So I don't even know. As you know, I've loved you forever.
Thank you.
Because, you know, I started as a DJ, everybody. And everybody played because I'm a blonde and big and stupid back on our radio shows. But,
yes.
First of all, I did not realize, I don't know why I missed this last time, that you are a Valley Girl. You were born in Van Nuys.
Oh,
I didn't
yeah,
know that.
Yeah.
So your Valley Girl thing is real.
Was completely real. I just was like, okay, I'm going to do stand-up now. What am I going to do? I just may as well be myself. And it was before Moon Zappa did her thing.
Right.
So when that came out, I was crushed.
Yeah.
Because I was doing stand-up as the Valley Girl, right?
Yeah.
And then I went, okay, she can't take that from me. So that's when
Guess who we're trying to book on Happy Hour? Moon Zappa.
Moon Zappa's
she's
on
a,
her,
she's a really nice girl.
She's on her get list.
I know. She's a really nice girl. But I thought, I'm just going to do my own thing. And that's when I wrote Homecoming Queen, because that's the character.
Yeah.
But I grew up in Van Nuys. I went to Van Nuys High and Robert Fulton Junior High. I know.
No one's from L.A. You actually went to Valley College.
Oh,
it's actually in the name of your
graduated
college.
I graduated Valley College. My grandparents were born here.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm like...
No one's from here.
I know.
I'm not buying your story.
No, you're not buying it?
All right. Well,
I'm sorry.
That's fine.
Well, I'm sorry, but that is the truth. My great-grandfather was an actor in Citizen Kane. And he plays the juror in Reefer Madness. Isn't that crazy?
Wow. Those are some good creds.
I know. They're really big creds. I have a picture from behind Orson Welles.
I forgot being a homo that Sarah Palin could have winged. I totally forgot. I love everything you've ever done. I totally had forgotten for a second about that you played like the dyke gym teacher in Clueless.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah.
That was an early on camera lesbian.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that was super fun.
And you also wrote a song, I Want to Be Gay, which has not worked out for you. I'm sorry.
No, I know.
Been
it
married
hasn't worked
twice,
out.
You giant whore.
I know. I'm
you have a son,
to
giant
be a
whore.
Gay man, but it's not working out.
It's not
out.
Working out?
No.
You're an honorary one.
What?
You're an honorary gay man.
Well, I hope so. I mean, I'm trying desperately.
You earned it.
Every one of my friends is gay. Like, you know, I'm trying.
I'm trying. I'm trying to get the contact gay.
Yeah.
I ran into one of her gay friends at dinner last night.
See? I know.
Swear to God. True story.
I know.
Dennis Hensley.
I know.
Every gay loves her. Wait, so your second up, Terrence McNally, the playwright, was your
No, it's just like the Julie
that'd
K.
Be
Brown
funny.
Thing.
That would be funny if we booked him and you and I interviewed you as the Miami Herald and him as the playwright. And you're like, no, we're not. That was what?
No.
No.
The real Terrence McNally is gay.
Okay.
He's a gay playwright.
Well, that would make more sense that he was married to you.
Exactly.
If he wasn't gay before, he was after.
He's a playwright, and mine was an actor named Terrence McNally.
All right.
But he'd go by Terrence E. McNally.
You can get better tables at restaurants if you just say you're the Miami Herald reporter right now.
Oh,
and
I probably could,
you
right?
You can get it anywhere. Yeah, it's Julie Brown.
Hi, it's Julie
Brown. K.
Brown. I brought Jeff Epstein down.
Hold that thought, Julie. You know, it always seems like old times when Julie Brown is here, doesn't it?
There's nothing old about you, Stephanie. You use Plexiderm.
That's what I mean. I need to do a mid-show reapplication of Plexiderm so that I continue.
We're gonna keep you fresh.
To look as young as the day I met Julie Brown. I'm telling you, this stuff is like magic. It does not work in, I'm not talking about days or weeks, minutes. I thought, you know what? People was lying. And then I tried it. It is unbelievable. Because, you know, when you smile, you're like, oh, I'm smiling. Oh, look at all the wrinkles.
Well, and also, we get up at stupid o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And we got to look good.
Yeah. Plexiderm, I'm telling you, if you look older because you're, you know, crow's feet, wrinkles, Donald Trump's president, whatever it is.
Well, it's keeping you up at night.
Under eye bags. Okay. You can look younger in just minutes with Plexiderm. Watch the real-time video with real-time people. Right? Those results backed up by Plexiderm's 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Go to tryplexiderm.com now. Use the coupon code SEXYLIBERAL for my discount. Tryplexiderm.com. Type in SEXYLIBERAL or call 1-800-685-1292 and mention SEXYLIBERAL. Plexiderm, it's like magic. You know what else is like magic? Julie Brown.
Uh-huh.
We have something else in common because you went to my Christmas party. And I spent all night going, comedy legend Lily Tomlin, comedy legend Elaine Boozler, comedy legend.
Yes.
Comedy legend Lily Tomlin, comedy legend Julie Brown. But Lily got me my first agent.
She did?
In L.A. And she got you your SAG card.
Yes.
And she cast you in. We just replayed the Lily happy hour last week.
Yes.
She got you a part in Incredible Shrinking Woman, which is my favorite film, I think, of all time.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. She's an amazing person. She saw me in a club in San Francisco. First of all, I knew she was in town. So somehow being, you know, like young and really stupid and brave, I invited her. She came. So, I mean, now I'd be scared to do that almost, right?
Yeah.
But I invited her and she came and she was so nice. And she goes, oh, if you're ever in L.A., write to me. And I did. And then she put me in that movie and I got a SAG card.
Yeah.
And you go, that doesn't happen. Like, who does that?
Lily
right?
Tomlin does.
Lily Tomlin.
She does.
She's a super amazing
person. She came to, I was the DJ everybody in Chicago playing and here it comes again. Because I'm a blonde and big and stupid by Julie Brown on WCKG. anyway, but that's when I met her. She came to do Search for Signs. And by met, I mean that I went to a press conference with everyone else because I was a little dweeb. But then I took her answers and I cut them all into a thing that made her look even more brilliant than she actually already is.
Uh-huh.
And so then her PR person booked her on my show and I almost shit myself. She called in as Ernestine and then the PR person called right after and they said, Lily wanted to know if you thought she was good. Lily
no.
wanted to know if you liked no. it, if she thought she was funny. And I was like, yes, yes.
I mean, I don't have a say in
a
this.
Stupid that little DJ be, in Chicago, but that's her level.
That
of,
would be a yes.
Right.
I saw yes. her again when I did Murphy Brown. I did a guest star part on Murphy Brown and she was on it. And I played this secretary who went insane. It was a really great part. So
I feel like I vaguely know that I have to watch it again.
Well, the Murphy Brown secretaries were.
Yeah.
Iconic.
But I was like number 88 and I had a nervous breakdown and I locked everyone out on the terrace when it was freezing. I was like, this is the best part. So I saw her and she, of course, remembers when she's met you. You know, it'd been a long time.
Yeah.
Just like I saw her at your party. She remembers that she's met. But a lot of famous people don't remember people.
No,
you know,
she is authentically she and Jane are just here's the other thing I want to talk about because of the women's soccer team and you know just this whatever that's going on with Pelosi and the younger AOC
the squad.
Like I've had this conversation, Julie, with so many other female comics.
Uh-huh.
That there are a bunch of us that are really about the sisterhood.
Yes.
really
yes.
about supporting and nurturing other women in the business. And there are some women that are not.
No. and I don't understand them.
Yes.
I think
yes.
they're mentally ill or they have some kind of hatred. Because how can you not support the other women? How
right.
can you not? Right? I mean, I love all these women in Congress
I do
who
too.
Are fighting like maniacs. I love them.
Yeah.
Right? Because they're the ones who are actually going... You know, screw the patriarchy. I'm not going to stop
right.
talking because you don't want me to. You know,
right?
Even Nancy Pelosi, even if they're saying it to her, even though I love her too. So
yeah.
it's like I
do too.
All.
This is why I don't like the fighting. I don't like. I'm like, stop,
stop.
We're up. We have a fucking child, probably child rapist,
right?
But for sure, rapist. You remember what the fuck's her name? Ivana. Excuse me.
Ivana?
Yeah. Excuse me.
Oh, Ivana.
Excuse me.
Okay.
Ivana.
yes.
I mean, she very credibly accused him of
I
rape.
I know.
And, and also, by the way, physical assault. That because she recommended a doctor that for hair transplant for him that were painful,
yeah.
he ripped clumps of her hair out and then raped her. And you can totally see that.
Yes.
Like, you can... And then she, for financial settlement, said, oh, well, I meant that... He made love to me in a way that was not, you know, really as loving as usual. And it really was, you know, I didn't mean rape. And like,
I know she took
I'm like,
it
yeah,
back.
You did.
Basically
yeah, you did.
Took
yeah.
back a rape. I mean, that's that was a bummer, right?
Yeah.
You're like, say the truth.
Yeah.
You were there. And of course, you know, he did that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but you can tell like his
too.
Pettiness, his vanity. You go like
yeah.
that all tracks. That all tracks.
Yeah,
but, you know.
Exactly. So,
yeah. And he
I
still
know.
Thinks his hair looks good now. So
I
that's
know.
Another issue.
I know. Hey, did you see Melania's statue they made for her?
Yes,
oh,
the wooden statue,
that
which is more lifelike than the actual Melania. but yes.
That is the greatest. Made out of a big dead tree.
And you know they
as is Melania.
A chainsaw artist made it.
And they must hate her.
They must hate her guts. They didn't even give her any facial features.
God, that
right?
Thing is, that thing is
okay, wait. I have
nightmares.
You know what? I feel like there's everything today has 1 degree separation from Julie Brown because you know my favorite. There's so many favorites I have of yours, but in addition to Medusa, Dare to Be Truthful, which was the Madonna, because you're famous for, you know, your Madonna imitations, which are fantastic. But I just thought with the unity, this fantastic unity of this U.S. women's soccer team, of how they're so like bonded and they're so diverse and they're so...
Yeah.
Your Nancy Kerrigan, Tanya Harding thing... was so funny, but goes to exactly what we're talking about, right? About the opposite of,
yes.
like, the sisterhood and, like, you know, the spirit of, you know, women supporting each other.
It's I know it's...
Or
it's,
in their case, a woman clubbing another woman in the knee.
Or getting her moron husband to do it.
Right,
yeah, no,
right.
that was a nightmare. I mean, the women's soccer that they won and when they were talking on TV, it was so... It
moving.
Made me feel so good. It was so moving. And you go, that's where we're going. That's
right,
where we
right.
should be going. But no, Tanya Harding is the greatest. I mean, the fact that she made her moron husband and his friend, who's like just
Even dumber.
Of all the things you've done, that was a, okay, first of all, it was Attack of the 5 Foot Two Women, and it was about Tonya Harding and Nancy Kerrigan, also Lorena Bobbitt. So it was like a
duel.
It was
on Showtime. Oh, Showtime paid for it. Which was amazing to me. I'm like, you're really gonna do this? That's fantastic.
It was so fantastic. And then, you have to go find it.
And then now that they've done movies about both of them now.
Right.
And I was, did you watch the Tonya Harding movie? Mm-hmm. She stole stuff from me. She did the coat, the whole look of the mom. But, you know, what are you going to do? Allison Janney.
That's what I'm
wonderful.
Saying. You stole shit from me like Joe Lieberman.
Joe Lieberman, douche. Yeah.
Where'd that come from?
Okay, I don't know.
Stephanie Miller show.
I don't know. Maybe I stole a few things, too.
Did you see George Takei? Travis tweeted today. It's been said somewhere that America's been affected with Epstein-Barr virus. I'm like, what do you mean somewhere?
That started here.
Oh, you said it?
Yesterday morning. Yes.
Yeah.
That was ours. I claimed that one.
But you know, the thing
that happens to you all the time.
Yeah, it does. But the douche thing, I brought the song here and
You did. You told me.
So I.
And you said Grampy McSame is what we call McCain.
Exactly. So now we feel bad. I'm bringing it to Stephanie. So
we feel bad because he's, you know, dead.
I know. And he became a pretty nice guy.
Not right now. Now you're like, oh.
Yeah, I know. What do you think of his daughter?
Oh, I can't stand her.
Yeah, she's absolutely out of her mind, right?
You know what?
Someone was like, she'd be a, you know, Scottsdale housewife on her fifth, like, tequila at lunch if she wasn't like, I'm sorry, she's just not, okay.
Well, she's also paid to play a part on that show.
Yes.
And you can tell half the time she hates it, but she does it anyways, and that's on her. That's all on her as far as I'm concerned.
You think she's, like, doing something she doesn't really mean?
I think that she is on there to create
drama,
to create a conservative viewpoint.
Okay.
And I think she's even there was one where she a few weeks ago where she like went off on Joy. Joy was hosting.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And she said, she's like, I know what I'm here for. I know what role I'm supposed to play.
Oh.
And like and Joy like started, she's like, oh no, you don't have to do that, bitch. Like she literally called her a bitch.
She did?
On the show.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And but she like
to go back and Google that.
Yeah, it was a pretty good spot.
Listen, at her dad's funeral, related because I lost a very prominent political dad, you know, in 1983. And so I felt her pain. But yeah, just some of the stuff. Because you know what, Julie, this is what I mean. This is the whole point. This is one degree of Julie Brown separation in America. Pay attention. Because first of all, God bless her dad. He's a war hero. Absolutely. But he picked someone to be one step away from the nuclear codes that was completely unqualified, which, you know, set the stage for what has happened today.
Yeah. How did that happen? I mean, did you ever, like, hear, were there people who just made him pick her and then he regretted it? That's what it seemed like to me. Like, he was pushed into it and then was like, what did I do?
Right.
That's what I thought.
Right.
Because she's a nightmare and he's smart enough to know she was a nightmare, right?
Yeah. No, I know, but this is when I feel like the Republican Party started compromising their fucking soul, man.
Yeah,
like,
soul.
Just to get elected for power. Like, yeah, oh, we'll get the people that were going to vote for Hillary. They'll vote for, oh, because it's a woman.
Yeah.
Like, it's not just anyone with a vagina.
No.
Do you get that?
No. They think we'll vote for anyone with a vagina.
Yeah.
They do.
Yes. I'm sorry. I just feel like I need to point this out. There's a headline right now.
Yes.
So you know how Trump had his social media.
Yes.
Did you hear about this? He had a social
media summit
today.
Did you see that? It looks
today.
Like a fucking, like, the fucking bar scene from Star Wars. Look at those fucking right-wing breaks.
Apparently, after the headline right now is Trump's social media summit devolves into Rose Garden trash-talking at press. You're punks, not journalism. Not journalists. Apparently, the press, because they had the Rose Garden ceremony afterwards. Now they're all Rose Garden fighting.
They are?
I swear to
God. Hope they're picking roses
and
throwing them.
Wait, you don't mean physically fighting.
Well, not physically, but they're like trash talking and yelling at each other like, you're not a journalist, you're a punk.
Oh, God. Okay. Julie.
I wasn't, I didn't get to watch MSNBC yet today, so I'm
going
to find this out.
No, she's like us. She goes, do you watch MSNBC all day? I'm like, yes.
I have it on all day, and I know it's not right.
True.
No, but, and this is the other thing, is that your comedy and you're so nice, even though, like, you do parody. But isn't this too much? Because they're like, oh, comedians, you're leading the resistance. But isn't this almost too much to take in? Not just as a comedian, but as a human being
as
a with a soul? As a,
no,
I hate
really
him,
is.
And I don't hate anyone.
No, and then some of my little millennial friends are so, they're really depressed. Like, they don't think the world's going to continue.
Right.
And that, how heartbreaking is that?
Yeah.
You have to go, no, it will. We'll figure, and they're like, No, it's so awful. Like the way the Republicans are about climate change, well, they think it's going to end.
Well, AOC just said that, you know, someone just said that about AOC, saying, I think of the Republicans as buffoons because that's all I know in my lifetime. And and someone older said, you know, maybe because we're older, we don't see that, like, her vision is clearer because all she's known is unnecessary war, torture, this, that. Like, you know, like, that's who they are. I don't think of my dad and Goldwater, Reagan, or anybody. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's, they're just so far off the rails that, I was thinking of you because I thought your brand of comedy is so sort of hard to accept, right? It's like loving almost, like you're a nice person and your comedy is sort of...
I know what you mean, because it's like, it's hard for me to be full on mean to people. It's, I always had trouble with that because you go, these are, even if you're making fun of people, you know that their feelings could get hurt, right?
Right.
So when I was doing The Edge, I had to play Delta Burke in a fat suit. And the producer wanted me to do it. And it was really, I felt really bad about it. Even though once I was in the suit, I threw myself into it. But, and I destroyed a city.
You got over it for a paycheck.
Yes. Yeah, but sure. I always felt worried about it. Then I met her and she was really sweet and said that she thought it was funny. So I have never had anybody, which maybe there's something, you know, because I do care about people. And you feel like
something that shines through.
Yes. Yeah. They don't think I really hate them or mean it. You know what I mean?
Although you also did do a fat suit for Plump Fiction, as I recall.
Yes,
so
I did.
It was not your only.
No, and I did a fat suit as Carney Wilson. But she also told me that she thought it was funny. So
if she says it's okay, it's
okay. I know. I met her. I met her at an event, and she was super sweet.
Well, there's probably something you put into these characters that gave them some kind of heart. Or
I hope.
There was something that centered them in a way that wasn't just
about
them.
Meanness.
Yeah.
And then when I see some comedians, they're so mean. I got like, I don't like it.
That's what I mean about the mean girls.
Yeah.
Part of, like, I've been really like undercut by some female comedians, and I've spent my whole life trying to uplift other comedians.
You're like that too, though. You seem like you're just, you know, telling the truth, but having fun too, versus like being hateful, which is different.
Which is just mean for the sake of being mean. But that's what I think shines through with your stuff, is that you're just a nice person. You're cuddly.
Can I say that? Yes, you can say cuddly. And the thing is, like, doing comedy while you do it, because you are trying to point out, you know, absurdity and stupidity. But that doesn't mean you have to be super evil about it. Right?
Well, listen, people tried to pit you against Downtown Julie Brown when you were both on MTV together. And then you were both judges on RuPaul's Drag Race.
I know. But you know what? They didn't tell us we were both booked. So I showed up and there she was. And
you're
the
like,
thing,
oh, they booked the wrong.
I know. No, I know. She is nice. She is nice. But the confusion really bothers me. And I'm like, oh, now there's another one. So hopefully the reporter will just, you know, be doing something else, reporting on something else. I don't know. Now I have to fight with her now, you know?
Well, see, they keep, like AOC and Pelosi, they keep trying, the press keeps trying to tee up these fights and, cat fight, you know?
I know.
And let's just not play into it.
Let's not.
Because can I just say, one of my favorites, of all my favorites, Earth Girls Are Easy, which was so hilarious, speaking of being supportive of other people, but Julie Brown not only wrote and produced that and starred in it, she cast Jeff Goldblum, Gina Davis, then unknown Jim Carrey and Damon Wayans in that film. And so you've always been not just talented yourself, but like a good supporter and picker of other talent.
Thank you. Well, you know what's, I'm sure you know this, like if someone's funny, even if they're not famous, you know if they're funny.
Right.
Like, it's pretty obvious.
But
to
you paid it forward, what Lily Tomlin did for you.
Yeah.
And that's what I've always tried to do.
Yeah.
What Lily Tomlin did for me, I've tried to pay forward to other comics.
You try to get people jobs, and you try to, like, get people to know about them. But it makes you feel good to do that, you know? And I don't, I mean, even if I feel that little evil thing of competitiveness in myself, like, sometimes you feel it.
Right.
I just try to counteract it somehow and go, no, I'm going to be really nice on purpose. Like, you don't. Like,
you and Judy Tenuta, there was no breaking off of cocktail glasses or stabbing
Even
each other in the eye?
I wanted to stab her.
No,
I did not.
But you did not.
I did not. I said, hi, Judy, and I hugged her.
I know. See? That was a
Christmas
party.
I know. You got to, like, move past that.
Yes.
Well, Christmas spirit brings people together.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
You've got a new project coming out next year that I saw that I was really excited about.
What?
So I'm going to jump in. Animaniacs?
Oh, I was on the original. I don't know if I'm going to do the next one.
I just saw your name listed on a credit on your
Let's
IMDb.
Get this done.
Wait. Oh, my God. I hope
so. Who were you on the original?
I was Minerva Mink, who was too sexy. So they stopped. I did like 8 episodes. Then they went, okay, it's too sexy.
But you're too sexy. You're too sexy for your shirt,
for
your cat.
I was too sexy for my jobs. Yeah.
Yes.
Because she talked like, you know, she was like this. And I was on a cartoon. You know, and they just thought it was. But then here's the thing.
That cartoon was amazing because it was inappropriate.
It was so inappropriate.
So many ways.
Now, since then, since even in the reruns, I have these guys who draw pictures of her and send them to me. And this has been going on for years. One guy has drawn 900 pictures and sends them to me. I know. It's super creepy. And the character's boobs get bigger and bigger in each picture.
Oh, my gosh. You are known for your voluptuousness.
Well, thank you.
Julie
but
Brown.
I mean, this character's boobs are bigger than her head. And I'm like, what is happening? Yeah. And it's a cartoon character.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there's guys who think
they grew up on her.
And didn't you tell me your son is a little embarrassed by all that? By
yeah. Oh, he completely. He tries.
How old's your son?
He's 25 now.
Okay. Oh. Well.
He tries to pay no attention.
Still breastfeeding.
But, yeah, still breastfeeding. I mean, I think that's all right.
Yeah, that's fine.
It worked on Game of Thrones.
Yeah. That's right. No, my son just doesn't care about show business at all. Yeah. And I find that weird. How can you grow up around
that's
it?
That's weird.
And not care.
Yeah.
You know, he just wants to save the environment.
I love that. I was looking
that's
at your
not a bad thing.
Because
no,
we've
no,
been
it's
having
right.
this whole debate about what's elitism, because Joel Stein, my neighbor and friend, wrote a book about in defense of elitism, that's why Trump voters voted against me, not because they like Trump, because they fucking hate us, because you look down on us, you're elites. But your dad worked at NBC Studios in the traffic department. Your mom was a secretary at the same studio complex. I was saying that some of our loudest, amazing voices, like you know, Tom Hartman and Randy Rhodes, didn't go to college, didn't graduate from high school. Actually, like you go. So, what's an elite?
I don't even know.
What's a Hollywood elite? You should be a Hollywood elite.
I guess I am a Hollywood elite, but I don't really know what that is.
What is it?
It means I'm not even sure. I don't know.
But that's what I mean. It means this county in Texas that voted for Trump, 97% hates you and me.
I guess they do. I didn't think about them specifically hating me.
Well, they do.
Maybe
they specifically said they hate
Julie
Brown.
Because I'm a liberal.
All of them. They said we hate downtown Julie Brown. We hate the funny Julie Brown.
Especially
we hate the
that
fucking
reporter,
goddamn
bitch.
Enemy of the people. Miami Herald reporter.
What do you think they mean by elite? Like just not, you didn't go
I
to college?
No, that's what I mean. It doesn't make sense. I grew up in a small town. My dad grew up in a small town. His dad was a janitor. Like, what does it mean? My mom wanted to go to college. She couldn't. Her mom owned a restaurant. She had to go work at a restaurant. Like, how am I elite? I work at my fucking, look at me. I'm in my basement.
Because you're a fancy on the air person.
Oh, wow.
Maybe that's
okay.
What it is.
Yes. You
know, Joel made the point where he said that it's you're more likely if you've moved more than 20 miles from where you grew up.
It's those of us that move from small towns to big cities. But Julie Brown grew up in L.A.
I didn't even move.
You were born in a liberal elite.
She's moved like 5 miles.
I have moved 5 miles. I grew up in Van Nuys. I live in Studio City. So that does not make me an elite.
Does not make
That's
any
like
sense.
10 miles.
But I wonder if people
yeah,
like...
You know what? If you're fucking big and stupid if you believe that.
Yeah.
But also wonder if people in these small towns, like the kid who moved away and, you know, either went to Hollywood or went to a big city and got a job, they're like, oh, you're too good for this place now. You're one of those elites.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but
that's
you know
how
why?
They look at them because
you're a blonde. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I love you so much.
Oh, thank you,
much.
Stephanie. I love you.
Do you understand the degree to which I love you?
Okay. I love that music.
It's our love music. Follow Julie Brown. Just really, even in person if you want, as long as you don't harm her.
My car's parked outside.
No, don't.
Follow
I'm
her
kidding.
On Twitter. Follow her on Facebook. Dude, I've just been a fan for 1,000 years.
Where are we going to see you at next?
Okay, I'm going to be in... do you know Chico's Angels? Have you ever seen Chico's Angels?
I've heard of that, yes.
Okay, it's 3 drag queens who do Charlie's Angels, but they've been doing it for 15
yes.
years. They're hilarious.
Where?
At the this is at the Burbank Colony Theater. Oh. On August 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th.
Oh
and you can go to Chico's Angels to buy tickets. And it's super funny. I know. So I'm going to be in it. I'm the guest star in the next one. I'm very excited because I find them hilarious. You know, it's unbelievable.
I'm hoping you're the bad guy.
No, they. I'm the dumbest person, though. So I get that.
What?
Yeah.
Whatever.
I just have some clueless things at the end there.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
She is the smartest, the funniest, the prettiest, the kindest, the most talented in the world. There's only one Julie Brown, you motherfucker.
I'm going to have to call that other Julie Brown.
All right. right.
And then I'm gonna do. Oh,
you're no, 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 it's fine. No,
then
go
I'm
ahead.
Gonna do.
We're not playing you off.
A mismatch game. I'm going to do Melania on September 14th at the Gay and Lesbian Center.
And the Jane the Jane and Lily's Theater.
Yeah, Jane and Lily's Theater. And it raises money for the center. The Gay Center.
Okay, I'm going.
You should go to it. Don't I go to it. It's fun.
I'm going.
There's a bar. Okay.
I love you, the only Julie Brown.
Oh, I love you,
Downtown,
too.
Uptown, funny Julie Brown, not Miami Herald Julie Brown. It's every man's Julie Brown. Love you, baby.
Thank you so much.